Hope you don't mind saying out late. You are no friend of the sun. Some days it gets hotter than hate. Oh, the smell of the diesel. I can't even hear myself think.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Before the pandemic, we had the privilege of meeting Clayton Ryan in our Rapid City studio for Moment in Sound. Since then, Ryan has released what he's calling his first fully South Dakota-born single and music video for a song called Fight the Tide. We're going to hear that in just a few moments. We're happy to have him back with us this morning to talk about that project. Clayton, thanks for being here. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again, Lori. You know, unfortunately, circumstances are different, but good nonetheless.
You know, we had a good day that day, though. We had we had several artists in the studio at once, and it was just kind of hanging out and playing music, and it was a whole lot of fun. We got video from that on our YouTube channel and all kinds of stuff to remember.
Absolutely. I still have been playing a few shows with Devin. You know, that was the first time I met Devin Stant, and that was his South Dakota Public Broadcasting debut, too, when we were doing that session. And so it's real cool to have those friends I made from that just Monday morning at the studio.
Yeah. So an interesting way to be new in town is to go fairly shortly from, meeting people and playing gigs to figuring out how to navigate a pandemic. How has it been for you as an artist? What's changed and what's stayed the same?
It's very complicated right now because as an artist who has a profile and a reputation you have to build up on social media, you have to be very careful about promotion right now because there's a huge saturation in online virtual streaming, you know, releases, and so you have to be tactful in a way to get your product to stand out. But also, it's difficult because in a lot of areas, you know, people have been taking chances on trying different formats of shows live and doing outdoor shows and, half occupancy, stuff like that. And it's really hard because you have to be able to promote that, but you also don't want to come off as irresponsible. It's super tricky, and I'm still having a hard time navigating it because my followers on social media live in different areas where it might be incredibly high rates of, you know, growing pandemic and all that. And it's difficult because you want to make sure people know that you're doing things responsibly, but you also don't want to sit by and not promote shows that you're doing. It's very tricky.
Yeah. And one wrong step, you might be backpedaling for a while, even though you didn't intend. And people are, you know, they're not always careful with what they're, you know, they see something and it triggers an emotion and they maybe haven't looked deeply into what exactly is going on. That's a tough place to be in. What is it like creatively right now, though, from, you know, trying to figure out your own work as well, because the whole world changed? And how does that change, you know, what you're thinking about, what you're writing about, what you feel like you have to say, what you feel like you ought to say?
I've definitely realized that out of the last couple of months, I've developed a very negative attitude and a very untrusting of most people. And that was something that until recently I hadn't even thought of was something I was doing. And so my songwriting, I'm really focusing on the aspects of my life that I enjoy and that I treasure. You know, I've got, you know, Fight the Tide, for example, was a song about, partially about romance, and it's partially about, on a larger scale, people coming together to forgive each other and work together. And I mean, and that was inspired mainly by a new relationship in my life and just the patience and understanding that I've received from my partner. And she's just been a rock in this whole process. And so I'm trying to focus on things like that, that are making people realize, you know, think about their own priorities. And I'm already working on another EP right now, and every single song is about those sorts of people in your life. You know, there's one about my friends, all the guy friends just raising hell, and then there's ones about people from back home. So I think I'm just trying to focus on those positive aspects, and because, you know, there's plenty of negative going around, and we don't need the musicians to do their share.
What's interesting is, you know, focusing on people and how many of us during this time, you know, as everything swirls around us, have come to value those connections with individual people that we can't see right now or that we do see and value even more. So, yeah, it's all about that human connection a little bit. Tell us about Fight the Tides video, and then we're going to play the full song here. So just set it up for us, and then, you know, mention the video as well.
Absolutely. It was an entirely South Dakota-born project, my first since I moved here from Iowa, and I recorded the whole thing in my own home studio, and my partner Hannah sang on it as well, and we figured out some people in the area that are awesome video producers and videographers, and I ended up working with Destin Human out of Spearfish and Dexter Carmen, who runs the Cave Collective in Rapid City. And Dexter did all the writing. I'm going to back up because the story on how this was conceived was awesome and something I've never been through before, but I had a very loose idea about some sort of video idea. And the more I thought about it, the more it was turning into something that looked like engagement photos, which was exactly what I didn't want. And so I met with Destin, and him and I weren't really coming to much more of an agreement on some ideas with what I had come across. And then we get a call from Dexter to come out to his place and talk more about the plot. And half an hour later, we're hiking through the woods, you know, hiking through an old tourist attraction that's no longer, you know, on the map. You know, we're climbing up mountains in the middle of the day. You know, no one was dressed for it, and we're all just throwing these ideas back and forth. And it was probably 85, 90 degrees, and we're all sweating it out, and just came up with this parallel story of, you know, there's the romance part, which is just me and my partner in the video together, but there's nothing really explicit about it that makes it romantic. And it's juxtaposed with this story, this timeless story of people banding together and coming together to overcome obstacles. And we kind of framed it in a South Dakota sense with pictures of South Dakota settlers and pioneer families. And we shot it in a abandoned, you know, in a ghost town, in an abandoned house, up in Mount Moriah, down in Hell Canyon. And so it's really just not only a showcase of this story of triumph, but also of the beauty of the Black Hills. And I was incredibly happy with the product, and we all, you know, pat ourselves on the back for the work in it.
Yeah. It feels great to watch the video, and just, even if you don't recognize the exact spot you're standing, to just, you know, I think for so many South Dakotans to just see themselves on the screen and see, you know, the forest, a story that might seem close to home, that just has a lot of meaning to people here. And I think it's good for the rest of the country too. let's play this song.
Yeah.
We could talk all day, but we want to hear some music. So here is Clayton Ryan's Fight the Tide.
I don't mind where you've been. I don't care. Ain't a breathing soul that's insane, or a beating heart that's too far gone. Lay your eyes across from mine. Tell me where you'd like to go. 'Cause it's all that matters, though, and I really like to know. We are stumbling through our own mind, times, and if you'll have me, we can fight the tide, tread in water, long for the light. Trying to wear your old shoes, doing my best to understand. It's got you singing the blues, no, I've been known to play the same hand. Young at heart, old in soul, I've got faith we won't burn up in the fire. And if we end up smoldering ashes, you can tell me that I was alive. We are stumbling through our own mind, through the heart. If you'll have me, we can fight the tide, tread in water, long for the light. Stumbling through our whole night, through the heartache, through these hard times. And if you'll have me, we can fight the tide, treading water. I'm long for the night.
That's Fight the Tide from Clayton Ryan, who's joining us today on Moment and Sound. It's a brand new single, and the video, we'll put a link up on our website at listen.sdpb.org, but you can also find it on YouTube directly. And gosh, that's a great song, Clayton. I mean, really, a really good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It really was the first project that I felt a real need to be super hypercritical just to put a good product out, because I love my first album was really fun to do and the whole process behind it was great. But as I listened back to it, there's stuff in there that, you know, if I just had a little patience, I would have caught and been able to fix, or, you know, every artist has that feeling of wanting to improve on their project. But I mean, some of the stuff in that last one I just found unacceptable. So this was a real stretch at just making some sort of solid, enjoyable, and really heartfelt product. And it was really invigorating to go through that and succeed, really.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be satisfied with it. It's really a great, song. Let's talk about what's next then. Do you have more releases? What's the progress on the EP now that you're kind of, you know, thinking very, detail oriented about what you want to release and when, what's ahead for you?
Well, you know, given the uncertainty day to day as to what it's going to look like, I'm just trying to take it that way day by day and focus on making some really solid and approachable music right now. And when I feel unsatisfied with that, I might go back to Iowa and record at Flat Black Studios, which I did my first album on, and because I mean, some of my favorite musicians ever, you know, the band The Singing Mountain, for which is half of my name, is just an incredible band. And it'd be nice to work with them again. And, I mean, I have a couple shows. I've got two nights in a row, tonight and tomorrow, at the Tinderbox in Rapid City. But aside from that, I'm not really booking too much, you know, just because we don't know what the climate's going to look like, you know, for gigging and live entertainment. So just, you know, one toe in the water and one toe firmly on land right now.
Yeah. And, you know, in some ways it's not a bad idea to have everyone sit back and breathe and say, we don't need 10 great songs from Clayton Ryan right now. We need one. And there it is, Fight the Tide, and there'll be more coming. We're going to leave listeners with a song called People Want More from your first album with The Singing Mountain. But we'll say thank you to Clayton for today's moment in sound, and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Here's People Want More, and then we'll be back after a break.
I came across an axe man way out in the hill. He was cutting down the pines and sending them straight off to the mill. And with each hearty blow, in a flurrying of the birds, I stopped him mid-swing with some questions and some words. And I said, you've got your house, and I've got wood for my stove. So why are you still cutting trees way out in the grove? And he said, it makes my heart sad, and it makes my body sore. But people out there are still wanting more. Oh, people out there are still wanting more. A marksman way out on the plain. She was cutting down the beasts and leaving them right out in the rain. And with each shot of a rifle, with a flurrying of the birds, I stopped her in a pause with some questions and some words. And I said, you've got your meals and I'm wearing my fur. So why are you still out cutting beasts?